The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Sean O'Driscoll, who's chairman of the Infrastructure Task Force, is calling for action to roll back environmental laws. He says the rules have been weaponised and are tying the system up in knots. In an interview with the Irish Times today, Mr. O'Driscoll says that the new laws to exclude critical infrastructure from national climate goals should be followed through with reduced environmental assessments. Deirdre Duffy is CEO of the Friends of the Earth and joins me now. Good morning, Deirdre.
Good morning, Claire.
So, are you shocked by these and surprised by these comments, or did you expect them?
Well, first of all, I really don't agree that we have gold-plated standards here at all, and that needs to be debunked very seriously. We have 90% of our protected habitats are substandard. We know that from reports and not from opinion. Half of our rivers and lakes are polluted, according to the EU Water Framework. And what we've actually seen is numerous European infringements against Ireland. So to suggest that we need to actually weaken our environmental regulations, it just really doesn't tally, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. He says they're so expansive, so extensive, that it gives rope for serial objectors to tie the whole system up in knots.
Well, I think as a top government advisor, which he was referred to in the article, he should be a lot more specific about what that means, serial objectors. Because we know that actually developers and commercial interests are taking a lot of the current judicial reviews against decisions that are made by public bodies. And remembering that public bodies, RTDs, our ministers, they are accountable for the common good and not one particular sector of society. So when he's talking about the number of judicial reviews falling and he's connecting it into the changes in rules recently, I mean, that just can't be true, because that only happened in May. So it hasn't taken the time to wash through the system. But I also think, Claire, like for your listeners, I mean, do we not deserve a gold-plated environmental system in this country? I mean, we're seeing heat waves across Europe, 30% increase in deaths in France, for example. So I think the Irish citizens and we all deserve clean air, clean water. And if I can just say, if you look at, for example, he's talking about environmental impact assessments. If you look at the Derry Brown wind farm case, I mean, that had devastating consequences because an environmental impact assessment didn't take place. Mm-hmm. There was a fish kill, there was a bog slide. Yeah. So that's the risk here, you know?
Yeah, but some of the infrastructure projects he's talking about are in the renewable energy area. You know, he has people saying to him that they can't get connections to the grid, they can't get connections to networks. They're being told we can't for all of the following reasons, and they relate to environmental impact assessments. Now, if we want to progress on renewable energies, some of those roadblocks are going to have to be removed, aren't they?
Yeah. And I think that some of the lines that were referenced in the article around standards across planning, really making it holistic in terms of how planning authorities operate, I think that's really good. And we definitely have a common ground there around how to remove roadblocks. But I think making a boogeyman out of our national climate objective, which is ultimately about giving us a livable world to live in, is not the way that I would expect a top government advisor to be talking. What we need to be talking about, for example, is the Department of Public Expenditure, transparency and accountability around whether these public bodies are properly resourced, that people in there are trained to actually look at climate impact assessments in a way, like, to be fair, that he called out in the article around making those systems much more holistic and effective. That is the process that we need to be following, not pitting the public good, which people want us to have more environmental regulations. Polling is consistently showing that. So not pitting the public good against actually what we need in terms of infrastructure. And I mean, I would say, Claire, we have an absolute overrun of data centres in this country. And that is part of the problem in terms of the grid and being able to get connections as well.
So just looking at the stats that he quotes when it comes to environmental impact assessments, and he looks at the year 2022, he says that in Ireland there were 237 screenings or environmental impact assessments carried out in Ireland in that year. He compares that with Germany, a much bigger country, and there were 217 in Germany and only 8 in Denmark. So does that tell us, as he believes it does, that, we're just going overboard with the level of assessments that are being carried out?
Well, we don't know the baseline situation in those other countries, right? And I mean, I think one of the things that the public should understand about screenings is that they can be a very light touch regulatory kind of screening of what's going on. An impact assessment is much deeper. So really, when you're looking at 237 screenings, we need to know what lies behind them, how big they were, or whether they were more perfunctory, which is often the case. So I think it's definitely something that we should look into and there should be public discourse on. Obviously, we all share a common goal of having an effective system. But I mean, pulling numbers out without really giving the context behind them is, I'm not too sure how helpful that is.
Maybe there's, as you said, there's a way to look at how we're doing environmental assessments in order to speed up the process. So, and while you're doing that, not losing their efficacy or how thorough they are, but just doing it in a more expedited way.
Exactly. And I think, Claire, you know, we're seeing this across the system at the moment, the government system, in terms of how public bodies are resourced, the training that happens, the skills that's there. And there's no doubt that the system is under pressure. But there's also no doubt that we have, you know, a large tax intake where we can actually develop a public service system that responds to the needs of citizens. And that includes proper environmental impact assessments. Because remember, the climate doesn't care about assessments or screenings or whatever it is. I mean, nature will continue on. It will continue to get hotter. We will continue to experience more storms. So there's no getting away from this. We definitely need to screen and we need to assess the impact of infrastructural projects on our climate for the health of our communities. And trying to hide from that or to run away from that is not really going to get us very far.
And climate doesn't care about politics either, but politics certainly cares about action or otherwise in this area, because he does mention the Green Party. To be fair to the Greens, he says in this interview with Arthur Beasley, who were responsible for a lot of this climate legislation, it was very well intentioned. And then he goes on to say how it's been weaponized by objectors. It's a bit like a pat on the head for the Greens, isn't it, what he says there? But what we are seeing is a lot of pushback since the Greens left government or were voted out of government against the measures that they enacted in their time.
Well, I mean, I think what we're seeing clearly in this government is a complete rollback on our climate commitments. And we're definitely feeling the result of the Greens not being government or another party that really prioritises our future health and the climate of our island. Look, there's no doubt that rules, policies, regulations, they need to be reviewed. I mean, this consultation process that he's talking about has literally just closed. So a meaningful consultation means that you take on board the views of all the experts, all the stakeholders, the public who input, and then you come to a considered decision. And I think really bringing politics into that when we're trying to grapple with this together and to prevent polarization and to get more renewable energy is ultimately, it's just not helpful. We need to be pulling together now in the same direction. So let's see what comes out of the consultation and let's try and see if improvements and efficiencies can be made rather than gaslighting or blaming one particular sector.
I mean, it does feel like the next move or the next step after that big one was taken around critical infrastructure, which under legislation now is excluded from looking at national climate goals when they are submitting their planning. Do you fear that this is the next natural step for the government?
Potentially it is, Claire. We're seeing it across the board. I think the reality is we have commitments under EU law and to our targets. We've seen the UN Secretary General continuously coming out and talking about irreversible tipping points. So we can play mind games around politics and, you know, what we're doing here. But the reality is we have to deal with this. So we've seen, for example, the LNG bill also went through the Dáil this week in a 2-hour guillotine debate that is locking us into fossil fuel into the future. So what I really think we need here is a very honest, transparent debate around how we are going to meet our targets, but most importantly, how we're going to keep people in this country healthy, our rivers and lakes and our communities. And I am worried that we're going in the wrong direction here. And what we really need to see is government stepping up and showing us some leadership in terms of how we're going to live into the future.
Deirdre, thank you very much. That's Deirdre Duffy, CEO of Friends of the Earth. Let me know what you think. Do you agree with Sean O'Driscoll that, you know, these environmental impact assessments are standing in the way of infrastructure progress? Or do you agree with what you just heard Deirdre saying, that we need these checks and balances in place along with the infrastructure that everybody is calling for in this country? We need to do it in a responsible way that takes environmental concerns into account. WhatsApp the programme, 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.